What's he, $500 an hour?
No, he's like $250 an hour. He says it's not an outrageous amount, but he has to travel up and back for all the hearings.
Guys,
if we're lucky, he has already had to go to Scranton during the day that day. And then
the other thing that I wanted, so a couple of you now are supervisors, right? So and I kind of allude to it when you start to read the document, but one of the goals that is kind of a ghost, and it is making sure that the planning board and supervisors, you know, get along, what you guys are sending to them gets carried on and through. Do you feel like that's headed in a positive direction? Do you feel like the...
I don't think there's ever been a real disconnect, except for one particular incident. Yeah, I think there's only been one time when we haven't really seen eye to eye with the supervisors, right, Kevin?
Oh. Took me a second to figure that one out.
Oh, really?
But it's late again. It's late in the night.
I thought I laid it out there pretty good.
I know, it's just late. It's after nine. I'm tired. It was before my time.
You ought to get that started, huh?
Do you think...
Oh, I'm not going to travel anywhere with it.
And you guys, those of
you... telling you to get out of here.
It's telling me it's time to leave. It's like head west, my friend.
Do you feel like you're getting good traction with the stuff you're sending up?
We've always had a good relationship with the supervisors. We're actually doing more work in the last couple of years than we've done in a long time. So
ever.
You are. Compared to a lot of places that I work with, you're doing a tremendous amount. Do you feel like the wellhead and water protection plan is going to get adopted? And
oh yeah, it's going to get adopted.
Yeah. Okay. Great. All right. Yeah.
A version of it is definitely going to get adopted.
I mean, soon.
Yeah, we're going for a second hearing. That's absolutely going to get done.
Yeah.
You know, the solar thing is kind of doesn't have the urgency. The
short-term rental
is, there's fundamental differences in opinions, and the problem is the enforcement part.
Yeah.
You know, and I talked to some other people that are willing to come and talk to us about where they've had and what their experience has been that don't have anything to do with us. So, you know, that's always good to hear from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But the short-term rental, my personal opinion is that from an enforcement point of view, it's really scary. I mean, you're requiring all this stuff. You're taking on the liability too as the township when you start requiring.
Honestly, to me, most
stuff.
Of our ordinances are an enforcement issue
to some degree. Yeah,
I mean, just because we don't have the infrastructure, you know, we don't have the manpower, the staff to police anything really. I mean, we got a guy Monday morning.
This is so far out of our control. The thing that scares me is you go in. I have tenants. I have one tenant in particular who, as soon as we put a smoke alarm in a building, they take it out.
It's required.
Yeah.
But
if he dies, it's his fault. You're off the hook at that point.
Yep. As long as you could prove he took it out. As long as you can prove he took it out. How do you prove who took it out? How do you prove it wasn't put there?
Especially
it wasn't
after put there. The police burned down.
That doesn't mean, you know.
But if you can put a record, I put it in, he's going to be responsible for your actions at a point.
Start sending them letters. You have to reinstall the smoke detector.
The drawback we had with our ordinances is I had so much pushback from, you know, the neighbor next door. It's screaming about people running around and creating problems.
It's the daughter that sues because the guy's gone.
So we had to balance it out. So we permit you, but now we have an owner. If you start causing trouble, I can call you at midnight. We'll call you and tell you what the hell's going on. You have to be responsible for it. If you don't do those things, the township's off the hook, because here's your requirements. If you don't do them and something happens, We told you to do it. You breached our ordinance. So the liability issue isn't like it's all ours and they're off the hook. Here's your standard, and you have to meet the standard. The difference is what we've tried to do in Lackawax in particular and in Delaware, we're not having one individual just doing that. It would get too expensive, you're right. The fees would either be really high to compensate, or people aren't, it just isn't gonna work. So what we do is it's almost a self-reporting type. They report to us. New ones we go look at, old ones you're grandfathered in. Delaware has been happy with it as well. I really have not had many issues on either townships.
How many do you have in Delaware?
I'd have to look for you, but I'd probably say at least 25, 30. And if you look at Lackawaxen, I'd tell you probably, if you really had them all counted, I bet you we have probably over 100.
Well, you have well over, population.
Well, we have a lot of rentals, but the Bennett...
Right.
It might not be population, it's dwellings.
Yeah, but Mashtope wants them, so they help us regulate them. That's the big one that has all those.
They turn them in.
They turn them in.
When they're misbehaving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't want them either. No.
All right.
So every township's different.
That's something, guys, that we could also discuss at the focus group a little bit. Potentially is, you know, where do other residents think that should or shouldn't go?
Yeah, it's an opportunity to throw a lot of stuff around.
Yeah.
So somewhere around the 1st of October, I owe you these changes. You'll distribute them. Do I plan on coming to October 2nd, or are you guys going to do the appoint the focus group at that day?
I don't think we need to drag you down here for that, Jason.
No.
And then so I'll wait to hear, and then I'll make revisions for November or December.
December. Yeah, and then probably a public hearing sometime in January.
Cool.
My only comment to, I don't know what the residents are. Are they going to be here January, February? Are they too many snowbirds?
I don't think we have that many snowbirds.
You don't have that many snowbirds?
And we have the Zoom option, so
that's true.
They can Zoom in from Florida if that's what they
do. No, I'm just thinking of, you're right. Rachel, as I've said, this is the same turnout I get at Delaware.
Well, this isn't what we have at the supervisor meetings, and it's not what we have at the public hearings, so... But we've gone rogue now, officially.
How many people do you get at the supervisor?
You didn't see the paper?
Oh, from what's his name? Yeah.
Sometimes it's like this, but most of the time we have at least 10.
Well, and did you see the...
Do you think you'd ask anyone to send
him the focus group, or are they troubling? Do we actually have a letter from the veterinarian?
Yeah. Well, I could think of at least one that we would probably think of.
That's great.
Coming down off the top of my head.
Yeah. Letter from
them. And was that from them or from their attorney?
Oh, they were nasty.
From Sean Grassel.
From Sean.
They were nasty in what respect? I mean,
I got it.
Yeah. They're not coming in. They're going to relocate.
And then, of course, the
we were nasty to
from
them.
From them?
No, from
them. Oh, yeah, I read that one. Okay, now I got weird.
They weren't happy with the treatment of the elected treatment by the elected officials in the township, and they're going to.
They're gonna relocate.
And they're gonna report you to the county.
County supervisors.
Oh yeah, the
county
supervisors. They're gonna report us to the county commissioners.
What brought all this on?
Oh really?
Over the kennels.
The supervisors. Bob, have you had any contact with them?
Oh.
None of the supervisors have had any contact with them at all. So
this is over the kennel application.
Rachel, flip it around.
They file an application.
No show.
They don't give any information. They never come forward. They don't provide anything.
Yeah.
They never talk to us.
Right.
We had to deny a schedule hearing. They don't talk to us. They don't still don't provide any information.
Right.
Don't tell us they're coming, but we're the rude ones.
Right.
Yeah. Really? Really?
But in today's age of, you know, we will reinvent the facts to be what suits our narrative.
They're going to do
it. That's what they're going to put out there.
They're going to do it anyway.
Sean,
you're right.
They're going to do it anyway.
They're just going to do it.
They're just going to do it.
For correspondence on
it. No, I just wanted to see it. That's all.
Yeah, no, it's fine to give it to Tom.
I have a feeling they were
going to
put
it on the website. No, she doesn't touch it.
Yeah.
But
that's a cheap shot.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's all lies. I mean, it's literally lies.
Yeah, well.
You say wise. I have a lawyer say chief.
I don't know. No, I don't know
either. I'm just saying. With this kind of attitude,
after I give you the revision, there's no reason to dwell.
They have an application.
Shop it to my county, or do you want to wait till?
I make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
If we can.
All in favor? Hey, you say.
There's no motion.